Welcome to Timelines, episode 243, and this is the Real Estate Agent Podcast, episode 43, and this episode is recorded today, March 24th, 2016, on Blab, and that was live at 4 p.m., and if you weren't there, we missed you, but we did have a lot of folks there, and we thank those folks for coming up on the live show and getting involved and asking questions, especially in the after show. Also, if you want to see the rest of the show, go over to one of our websites, which would be Timelines of Success or MailRite, and you can watch the YouTube versions before and after. Also, I encourage you to come up on our websites and listen to Claude Diamond. He's an expert in social media and real estate, and he threw a lot of nice information in after the show. Love to have folks come on live on Blab. It's just a wonderful environment to bring some really great folks on. So without further ado, let's get right into this episode with Jonathan and me, and enjoy. Welcome to the MailRite Real Estate Show. Today, we're going to talk about three different issues. We're going to talk about the difference between WP Tonic and MailRite. That's one. I want to really clarify that. We're going to talk about my wife's experience building her list and her transition from being a broker in California and running offices to being that frontline agent again. And then finally, we're going to talk about some things that you can do today to specifically build your list and how important that list is. How's that sound, Jonathan?
That sounds great, actually, Bill.
So I didn't start the magic. Everyone out there in podcast land, here is the magic timer that we time our show on. It's high tech.
You said it is.
Our first topic is the difference between MailRite and WP Tonic. A little history here. So you folks can get to know and like and trust Jonathan. And hopefully you get to know and like and trust me. That takes some work, though. So, Jonathan,
you're very trustworthy, Bill.
Thanks.
You're bonkers. You are totally bonkers, but you're totally trustworthy.
I do have a classmate who is a general. I'm going to be on Timelines, by the way, so that'll be interesting. And
I'll vote for you, Bill.
I don't want to say too much, but it's coming up. Hey, let's get on to the topic here. So the difference between WP Tonic and MailRite, let me explain it and you can kick in. First of all, WP Tonic is the older business. It's all about WordPress. We have a great podcast called WP Tonic, wp-tonic.com. And you'll find it Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. We usually have another WordPress person on. We've had the very top WordPress people in the world on our show. And I got to that. And the history behind that show is basically Jonathan came to me when I was learning WordPress a few years ago. I was going to the shows. And
no, that's not actually right, Bill. You thought of the idea of doing a podcast.
I didn't realize. Maybe I did. Okay, it's been a long time.
You said, I was thinking about it, but I just didn't do anything about it. Okay. And you said, why not? You might as well just go and do it.
Right. We didn't know each other very well back then.
No, but you suggested it.
Okay, good. Okay, I get credit then.
Yeah, you do. So you do know, folks, anything that goes wrong in this show is my fault.
And I get the credit, and you get the fault. Yeah,
I know my place, Bill.
So anyway, WP Tonic has actually been number two in the charts in iTunes for WordPress.
We've been doing quite well recently. We've been in the top five for quite a long period of time now.
Yeah. So it gets a lot of downloads, a lot of techies. But, you know, it's got a really unique avatar. When we say avatar, that's the person who is your client or customer, the person who listens. And it's a very closed organization. But it's really fun when we go to WordCamps and people actually know who we are.
Yeah, we get recognized, don't we, Bill?
That's really a lot of fun. And I really, really like the WordPress people. Not to say I don't like real estate agents.
Yeah, they're just different crowd, really, aren't they? It's just a different crowd, isn't it?
Some of the younger real estate agents, though, remind me of some of the people you might meet at a WordCamp.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with you there, because they're more tech savvy to some extent, aren't they? Right. They really understand the online marketing and why it's so important.
Well, yes and no. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about lists. So our first thing, we sort of explained a little bit.
You haven't talked about MailRite, Bill.
Let me talk about WP Tonic and the list. But yeah, first thing, though, let's finish up.
All right.
You still get a lot of work in WP Tonic. You build websites and some different types of websites, and you do maintenance and programs. And that's a really good business, by the way. The maintenance program business, I think, is really your bread and butter.
That's what I'm really into with WordPress, the maintenance. Yeah. We're the people that do all the small jobs, and we're the backup, and we make sure the nasty stuff doesn't happen.
Now, let's talk about MailRite and why MailRite even exists. Now, MailRite really had two avatars. It went real estate, then it was focusing in on veterinarians, and then back to real estate, which I think is a good move. I think there is a place, but it's a SaaS, software as a service. And I haven't stayed as current on your product as I was. My wife does use your product to populate Facebook and her WordPress sites and
Twitter.
And I love that product very, very much because
it's daily. A bit of LinkedIn.
Yep. And I do like that product. It's a very good product, very affordable, very good value. But you're doing some other things and some of the history. You've gone through a lot of pain developing a SaaS, a lot of money, and you have a developer team. So it's like two different companies, but they do have some interface.
Well,
so
they help me develop, help me with the maintenance side.
So tell me a little bit about what you're doing this in the next 5 minutes. Tell me about what some of those tools are. Like I was thinking about your, what's not the mail product, but the reputation management system. What are you calling that this day? That was what interested me the most. Reputation.
I think it's got some really cool elements, but it's a marketing job, isn't it? It's very like being a real estate agent. You know, it's all about marketing and sales, folks.
Right.
And a SaaS is really about marketing and sales, really. But I think I still totally believe in the product. It's just been it took me a while to understand what I was doing with MailRite. Originally, it was just going to be a fun email product where, you know, and I know, folks, you know, you've got to write a nice little email out at the end of the month and you're really busy and you've got a ton of work to do. It's a hassle. So originally thought of a system where we supply like from 5 to 9 stories aimed at a particular industry, and there being a nice, easy interface, because a lot of these mail systems like MailChimp, they're fine. Now, they're not hugely complicated after you've worked out how it works and you try it out, but I wouldn't say they're enormously easy either. So that's where it started, and then I got a bit carried away and I thought, oh, let's do social media as well. And then we added reputation. But what links it all? It's about keeping you in front of your biggest referral resource, which are people that know and trust you. Now, people that know you in the community, that done business with you, but they're not directly looking to buy or sell a property right now. But they're going to be your biggest referral resource. And if you get a nice referral from somebody that knows and trusts you, that's worth a lot more than a lead from Zillow or Trilio, isn't it, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I talk to Karen all the time. So she watches the other new agents and new people coming in. And they come to her to ask her a lot of questions.
Yeah, fantastic.
And some of these guys are spending $1,000 on Zillow and these other sources. And I guarantee you, they're not going to get $1,000 out of it. Guaranteed.
I hear such mixed stories about it, Bill. I hear, but surely if you can get referrals from people that like and know you, they're going to be much stronger. But you know, and I know that for understandable reasons, a lot of real estate people aren't very good in keeping in contact with the people that know them and like them. They're not very good at it.
It's called your personal farm. So let's transition into that personal farm in the list building. But we'll go into more detail about some of the things. And I got to get caught up with the reputation management and all that, because that does interest me a lot, because I think it's a long-term solution. And we also talk about SEO and all those things. But let's drive on here. I want to talk about Karen going back and building her list. You know, it's been painfully slow moving from California, where we knew everybody in town. I was vice mayor and I was going off to the war and we had built two subdivisions. She just had a natural base of people. I kept the databases. She did most of the listings, most of the faces. Every once in a while, I come back from my deployments and I'd work listings and mostly farm property and building sites and did quite well. Actually, life was a lot easier than building was actually out selling the parcels and the properties and working with my wife and building our real estate company of about 20 people. And we actually had one employee for 17 years, her personal assistant. So Karen isn't, I try to tell her she's not supposed to do everything. She's still trying to do too much. I'm trying to get her into the team concept where I help her as much as possible. I'm only a licensed broker in California. She's a licensed broker in both states. So anyway, today I finally got her to start quantitizing and pulling stuff together, her personal farm. It was fun. It actually took a lot of work. and I sat down on the computer. And believe it or not, we're managing that personal farm. Think about this. Focus at first building 50 people on your personal farm, then build 100 people and slowly build up. But they should really be that personal farm, and then have that secondary personal farm, which is people you meet, and that's maybe the ones you want to email and eventually get their emails. But on that list, we have almost everyone's email address, their phone number, their address, and their contact. Now, she got a listing. She's got a listing coming in tomorrow. We just did the postcards. And now I want to drive that on to building this postcards and personal farm. So I want to talk about impact marketing specialist. And Claude, by the way, if you're you're still there. Hi, Claude.
Hi, Claude.
Claude is a very knows real estate inside and out, and he's either in San Diego or Colorado. It's one of those places. He trains. He's a trainer.
Maybe you can join us after.
At the end. So anyway, I just put impact in there. Now, in our business, we have our own bulk mail in California. We used to create all the artwork for our own postcards. We used to send them to overnight print them back. We make a little card. It was very cost effective, and we bulked our own stuff out. But it was still a lot of work. We used to label them, print them, and Nadisha. So the first time I used Impact Marketing Specialist today, and I just dropped that link. And Jonathan, you may want to look at this company too, because they're approaching mainly offices and relationships with offices to provide a service for printing. They're out of Orange County. My wife did pretty well getting the first list up. She did by herself. She went to Title. She got 135 people around this house. She couldn't load it herself. She called Impact, worked with somebody there. They told her information, which was not correct, how to load it herself, but they were able to load it because I finally got it out of her. She didn't really load the list. She emailed an Excel spreadsheet to them, and they loaded the list because it had to be a CV file.
Yeah.
CVS file is what had to be loaded. Because I just read the instructions, CVS file. So anyway, what's really nice is we used to have in-house mail and marketing in California, and we did a lot of political mail. So this thing was so sweet because it went into the USPHS, verified all the addresses, the correct owners, and really did a great search. And we laid out the card, which the postcard's going to look pretty good. We laid out the postcard. What I didn't like, though, is I had to use the Chase's Locals actually had Chase's website on it. So I don't want to put their website up. I want it to go to Karen's website, which is KarenConrad.com. But anyway, so we built that list, built 100 people. It's going. We ordered it. It was 100 and for 210 cards. We're mailing. Okay, we took 134 and we put 30. She has 33 people on her quote-unquote Reno and Carson City personal list of people to send out. By the way, Jonathan, we didn't send you a card. I'll just hand you a card.
I look forward to it.
And she ordered 50 extra cards so she can start building her presentation packages for the local area. And then we'll also show one for a few dollars. I will make a business card of the house. It's fun to have business cards. It's really inexpensive. And you make a separate business card for just that house as a listing. So anyway, she built the list. It was really fun going through the process with her and comparing my notes, her notes. And you know, another thing too is the great place to just start building a list is on Gmail with a contact manager. And it's take that and you can export it, move it back and forth because it will sync with your phones. It will sync with everything. So just for your personal list on Gmail is a great place to build it. And that's where you have your phone numbers and all your contacts and you export it and you play back and forth. Now, list management, you've got CRMs, right? CRMs. She's paying $50 a month to Chase for a CRM that they use. And she sort of got it down and it's a old, basically Microsoft based operating system and platform, but I'm sort of pulling it all together. So she just builds that for 50 to 100 people. And we'll keep on building that list. In California, I would say we had 300 to 500 people on our personal list between us. But everyone knew us because of our background. So this is kind of start over. Here's my advice on the list. You know, first of all, go to $1 million Real Estate Agent. I think it's a great place for basic concepts written a long time ago. And start building your list. Don't try to do too much at once. Build maybe 30 people. Get their phone numbers. Call. I was like calling people to verify stuff, right? Where they're sitting there. It's a great time. You just call them, you know, make sure the number's right. Make sure you're got their spouse's first name and just build us. That's what we did today. Now it took me to get that 30 people, get everything lined up. I spent 4 hours with her, but it was nice. The listing, because she had a listing, she had to get product out. She was doing it. That's what caused this to happen. Now in retrospect, I need to get her out having coffee with somebody every morning and meeting with somebody in the afternoon. She needs to be out talking, being friendly, and being forward and focusing on listings. That's what an agent needs to do. So that's the list building course and impact. Let me talk about impact a little bit more. You see impact. I just dropped the Their email site, their website is solutionsbyimpact.com. Mm-hmm. Solutionsbyimpact.com. They're out of Orange County. You can see their products and their solutions, and they do have a 24-hour system. I'm going to look more and more. I use other companies like Overnight Prints. And what's the other ones I've used? Vista Prints, yeah. I've used a lot. Yeah. I've ordered literally, maybe $50,000 to $60,000 of stuff from Overnight Prints, my company. At least. We used to order a couple $1,000s a month. But we had a lot of stuff going on. But this is interesting. They did all of the packaging in the mail. The only negative is this is going to be bulk mail, and they're going to drop it in the Santa Ana bulk mail post office. So that means that's secondary, and it takes time to get here. It can take 5 to 10 days. If you drop it here locally in the bulk mail and you understand them and you talk to them, a lot of times it'll go out the next day.
Oh, wow.
So I maybe look at next time having them do all Indicia, send it, mail it to us, and then we can drop it when we want to drop it and get our own bulk mail print again. But this is kind of fun. This is definitely a different world. Did you ever get, you looked at Impact Marketing?
I did. Would you like some comments about what you've been up to?
Sure. Oh, yeah. I let you know that you can also, not this show, but we could also review their website.
Yeah. I think it's great to hear that you Karen's kind of turned a little bit of a corner, but there's loads, like your phone. When somebody says to me, well, we haven't got any lists, they have, because you normally got your phone, if it's Android or iPhone. Mm-hmm. There's some free applications that will allow you to export the data in your phones reasonably easily. If you've been using LinkedIn, you can export the people you know in LinkedIn out of LinkedIn into as a CVC file, and then you can put that into Excel and then into a customer or into MailRite or into various things. So you've got LinkedIn. There's a little trick with Facebook. You need to set up a Yahoo account, a mail account. So if you set up a Yahoo mail account, then it will communicate with Facebook, and you can suck all the real emails from Facebook into Yahoo, and then you can export it out.
I like that.
Yeah,
like
it's a nice little trick. So
I like that.
Yeah. So there's about 4 or 5 little things you can do so everybody really can get a list quite rapidly. Yeah.
Hey, well, let's take a 2-second break. Then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about lists and finish it up in the next 5 minutes, and then open it up on Blab for general discussion and YouTube. How's that?
Sounds great, Bill.
Are you fed up buying back the data from the big online companies only to find out that they are poor quality, inexpensive leads? Let us help you, the professional real estate agent, build your online fan club from the people in your local community who already know, like, trust you. They need to remember you when it comes to buying and selling that next home. MailRite has developed a powerful online system that keeps you in front of the most powerful referral group, the people in your local sphere of influence who know, like, and trust you. So come on over to MailRite and check out the program. We are back. That was a nice break, wasn't it?
It certainly was, Bill.
To talk the last 5 minutes to wrap things up about list building. Jonathan was just going through the different tricks and stuff in list building. And I think we should almost talk about list building almost every show for a couple minutes, some trick, because I think list building, relationship building, that's what this business is all about, yeah. Period.
Totally.
And that you have to have some competence, but you can get people to help you and do things for you too. But I guarantee you, I remember seeing real estate agents that could not write a contract, but they had such a bubbly personality. They get along with people, and people just wanted to use them.
Yeah.
And my wife used to just really go through these contracts. Oh, my gosh. And clean them up and work them up. And our number one agent used to, wear a mini skirt, and she was really nice. Yeah, she was my favorite by far.
I wonder why.
She was really good. She wore it, and she tried to get my wife to wear like a little black mini skirt too. But she was well-liked, and everyone liked her.
Yeah, well, somebody, but as long as you've got somebody that can do the contract properly, that's okay. It's when you haven't got somebody in the team or available, that's when the problems start, doesn't it?
My wife is a broker. We had 3 teams basically. She ran a little team with myself and maybe a newer agent,
and they go do things. We got a lot of the cream coming into the office. But we had two other teams, and one was well connected into the school district. We had Jean, who had her own, had she basically had 70 rental houses that she brought into our company, worked with us. And from those rentals and her relationships, she was just a top producer. But she had, that's another thing we can talk about down the road is having rentals, because if you manage rentals for people, it's another way to get a lot of listings, a lot of investors. That's another story. That's another list. I forgot about that. But anyway, go on, Jonathan. That was really fascinating. Anything else on the list building? That's a very good.
Just some comments about, you know, working with your wife. Danny, you know, it's a difficult one, though. I personally would utilize the you are made to pay into the brokership software system. I personally wouldn't be that eager utilizing it, even though I'm forced to pay it, because you're sharing your list, which which is one of your key assets, with a broker, and it's a difficult situation. But you do have to do it. You know, you should have your own system as well, and not rely on, because if the partnership does dissolve and you part ways, you are giving one of your key marketing resources to somebody who, in the terms and conditions of your joint contract, has every right to utilize it. Which, but on the other hand, the one factor they haven't got that personal, they've got the list, but they haven't got the personal relationship that is part of a effective list. So maybe I'm being a little bit paranoid. I don't know. What do you think, Bill?
I see Chase, and Chase, you know, I think is the biggest company here. There's two big companies. It's one of the top companies, basically around Tahoe, and they're really moving heavily into the Reno and Sparks area. They're opening up another. There's some. I can't really talk about the offices they're going to open up, but they got two more offices that are going to open up. I think we give them more credit than they have capabilities of gleaning that database. I think there's some smaller brokerages like we had who would help develop databases and keep those databases. But you said it, though, 90% of it is still that relationship you have with that person that allows you to go with it. So anything you do out here, anything you buy, I think you want to make sure you create a relationship. Now, we always have that to go back on the expireds. Expireds are different because those are people who are just, whoever they had didn't sell their house. So you can build a new relationship with them. But let's finish this up. I don't want to go too long. One thing I will say, Erin had a very good week last week, and this week is good. Now I got to keep her going. She went out to a $2 million listing up on the forest in snow, and she did very well. I think she's very in the running to get that listing.
It's funny that you talk about expires. I was listening a few months ago. It's got a bit of a bad rep for understandable reasons, but I was listening to one agent, and he said he dealt with expires, but he never chased the expires straight away. He left it for a couple of months, mm-hmm. and then he started approaching them. And he said by then, all the other agents had given up. They'd all been discreet, you know, because they're kind of touching somebody that's very emotionally raw, and they're all in a rush to talk to that person. And he or she doesn't want to be talked to. But he said, I left it for a couple of months. And then I started sending mails to them.
Yeah,
I gradually introduced myself, and then I used to make the cold call. And he said, I used to get beautiful results.
Because he warmed them up with mail and other things. Now, let me tell you what I'm in the process of doing to help Karen. Is she's got this nice listing here and maybe another one coming on here. I will take that listing, that postcard that we just did. I'll help her make another list of expireds, of last year's expireds who haven't come on the market yet this year. And then we'll send out that postcard for her listing to those expireds. So at least they see her name and picture. But we'll do it with an open house. So we'll invite them to an open house in the community.
But the other thing I would advise you to do, but it's totally up to you, is, you know, you're sending those cards out. I would also spend a little bit of money on Facebook and do a kind of little campaign.
Yep, I agree.
Do select the area around the house and say, I'm just sharing it with you. that this house is just about to come on the market. And I'm just sharing it with the local people. And it's our little, kind of wordy like that. It's our little secret almost. And I'm just sharing it with you. So you've got, so if you know anybody that wants, looking for a house in the area, which you know is lovely.
Yeah.
It'd probably cost you about $10, $20.
Yeah.
And you just get the photos and you just word it in that way. And I found a lot of agents have got a nice bit of success with that.
I agree. Now, that's a little tricky, though. You got to get the artwork right and you have to understand how to do everything. And I guess that's doing Facebook around the area, right? That's not even digit marketing or pixel marketing type.
No, it's not using the pixel. You're just going the zip code. But you just focus it around that area and say it's just a little – like I say, I call it a campaign.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is I can take my wife's list, even though – you see, it's nice to have a smaller list initially. Believe it or not, have your small list and work that list and maybe – check them on Facebook, check them on the other social medias. Hey, there's another tool too. I want to give everybody one little tool that I can't remember the name of it. We'll finish up. I'd like to talk about some tools. You got any tools you want to give folks this week and we'll finish up?
Not really. You know, what I have been looking into is repurposing the industry around that and some of the leading players, because I've got the base product of Mailrite. And in the middle product, I was going to offer repurposing. What repurposing is, folks, there's two parts of this. There's where and Google does this. It's one of the players in this industry, but there's also half a dozen independents. And you put, it's a bit like Facebook. You put a pixel on the website, and if somebody comes to your website, when they leave the website, they will see advertisement about you on other websites. You're tracked. And then periodically, you will appear in front of that person. And it's got really good scientific statistics that it really works. It drives people back to your website and they purchase. Because one of the biggest problems, Bill, is that most people that go to a website never return. It's one of the kind of
absolutely most. Yeah, it's so critical to do that.
It's one of the big secrets of the internet is that most people that go to your website never go back again.
Yep.
That's why and then there's another side of repurposing, which is probably more effective with my kind of clients with Mailrite, is that they use analytical data from various forms. So the people don't actually have to go to your website. But they track and they kind of organize the people that would be interested in your service, and the advert appears in front of those people.
Hey, Jonathan, we want to finish up the show. I don't want to go too long. I want to get this edited because I need to get back to work, because you don't know about my vision of making $100,000 in 1 month.
Wow.
Within 6 months from now. I actually had a vision that that's going to happen. So.
Oh, good for you.
So I do think it could happen here. I just got to make sure I do my work. Hey, what we're going to talk about after the show on YouTube. First of all, I'm going to invite Claude up. You can come up on YouTube. You can hear this. I know if he's watching. I left a little message on Blab. But what we're going to talk about is Reportive, which is a Chrome plugin. But we're going to talk about that on YouTube. So you have to go to either wp-tonic.com. Mail-right.com to the blog, and you'll find the video there and the podcast, hopefully. Or you can also go to timelinesnetcast.com, and it'll be episode 243.
You've had some great interviews recently. I like that.
Oh, all of them have been good. Yeah.
I liked that lady yesterday.
She was good. Oh, yeah. She was fun. She was a writer. I really liked her attitude. Really good attitude. I love writers. Usually writers make great interviews. Hey, we want to finish this up. Thank you for listening in to the Unique Real Estate Agent Show. We actually talk about there's a lot of shows out there, but I think we're going to be just like WP Tonic. We're going to be one of the best shows.
Oh, I've determined that with your help, it's going to be the real estate show.
That's very good. All right, Jonathan, thank you. Well, hey, for the listener out there, come on over and watch us on YouTube for a few minutes. Great things start off small, and they start with good people. I'd love to have you to be an early adopter to Netcasting 101. To do this, go on over to netcasting101.com, and at the course link, go ahead and sign up. It's substantially discounted. What are you going to get? You're going to get a private group. We're all going to work together, figure out how to take Blab, make it into a great show, put it up on YouTube, and then we're going to drive it into iTunes. Look forward to seeing you at netcasting101.com. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Real Estate Agent Podcast on Timelines, and of course, sponsored by mail-right.com. That's Jonathan Denwood's SaaS product, which can help you out as an agent. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock Pacific. If you want to join us live and join us on Blab, go over to timelinesofsuccess.com, go to the schedule button, and you'll see those links, and you can check into what we're doing. Till tomorrow, take care, and again, thank you for tuning in.